Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. My name is R. Kyle Wynn.
Hi, guys. It's Cheyenne. Yeah, Zach is literally doing our intro in the background. He's so
Zach,
annoying.
Come on. And we have a special guest today. We're trying to get to her. Let us have our moment. Cheyenne, would you like to introduce our guest?
Okay, guys, so today, as you guys all know, because if you watch our, well, you don't know if you're listening in the car, but if you watch us on YouTube, you already know who it is. We have on Kaya from Young and Pregnant.
Hi.
Kaya is, like I said, on Young and Pregnant, so I met her through, of course, like, MTV World, and I feel like we just kind of clicked. Her personality is super easygoing. And yeah, so we've just been, you know, we communicate. She asked me questions, I bounce things off of her, So I just thought it would be cool to have her on the podcast because right now her season is currently on air. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Kyle, where do you
live? Thank you for having me.
Oh, sorry.
I live in Virginia in the 757 area.
Oh, we're close. I'm in D.C.
Yeah.
Like, Cheyenne went to school in Virginia.
Oh, really?
So we actually, I love Virginia. I don't know about her, but I have a love for Virginia.
I don't have a love for Virginia. Like, Virginia is so much going on right now. Like, I just don't want to be here anymore. I'm ready to get the hell out of here.
If you were to move, where would you think about moving to?
I have seriously been thinking about Cali or Georgia. The reason I say Cali is because, like, I just love it out there. And, like, I just feel like I should be there because every time I'm out there, I'm like, this is, like, my shit. Like, I feel like I should be in California. But it is kind of far away from home at the same time. So I was thinking maybe Georgia to start off because I've never lived on my own, before. So I was thinking maybe Georgia to start off because it's only like an 8-hour drive from home, but it's still a lot of opportunity there. So I don't know, but like I've really been thinking about it.
So yeah. Who do you live with now? Because you said you've never lived on your own.
My mom. I live with my mom and Tiaza lives with us too. So yeah. But it's really difficult because it's like, I could move out if I wanted to, but like, I don't really want to move out and be by myself here. Like, I don't want to get an apartment by myself here, but I'm not ready to move out of state yet. So I'm here until I'm ready to make that move.
So now that, okay, because I always know that when my season is airing, I feel like I have the worst anxiety. There's always a pit in my stomach the day that it's on. How are you feeling?
It's hard. Like, it's an emotional roller coaster because at the same time I'm excited. I'm like, season is airing, let's go. I hope we get another one. But then it's like when Tuesday comes or even when Monday comes and I know the trailer is coming out, I'm like, okay, what the fuck is about to happen this time? Like, it's really nerve-wracking. Like, I literally feel like, I don't know. I can't describe the feeling. But then it's like, while I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. But then the preview for next week comes on, and it starts all over again.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to ask, how long have you been filming with the show?
I joined in 2018. Okay. Like, that's when I first started filming. I was probably like 6-7 months pregnant. And yeah, but honestly, like, I filmed for a really long time before I even, like, before they told me that I was on the show. Like, I filmed from like August of 2018 until like February of 2019. And then they called me and was like, hey, so like, we actually do want you. I was like, okay.
Wait. That whole time, were you getting paid to film?
No. Because I hadn't signed, I signed something saying that it was okay for them to film. But no, I don't think I was.
Look at you thinking of it now. You said, wait, no.
Like, girl, you dumb as hell. I cannot believe I did that. But I want to say they did give me everything that they owed me. Like, they sent the check off, like, the day that they called me and we got everything settled. And, like, I was young. I didn't know nothing about it. I was just like, it's TV. I'm going to do whatever the hell they asked me to do. But now, I'm not going for none of that shit. Like, it's not worth it. Like, it's not worth to not. First of all, I don't think any amount of money is worth, like, the emotional distress and the mental part that we go through being up here. But the money helps.
Yeah, that's good.
The money does help. This season, like, what would you say is, like, your storyline or like your season highlights, your lows, your highs, like what is this season bringing?
I don't know. Like so much happened. So much happened. Like literally my life has just been like jumping lately. So like, I don't know. We filmed so much. So I don't really know what to expect. I know last week was my son's birthday party, and then afterwards, like, his mom was being messy as fuck, and she was like, yeah, Kaya's lying, they were in a relationship. So I think like that
who's mom?
My Zay's mom, my baby dad's mom, she, at my son's birthday party, she pulled my mom to the side and was like, yeah, you know, when he gets out, they got a lot of stuff to get squared away. And it's basically like it's Kaya's fault because she's just been lying about like what they were. But my point was like, why the hell do you care? And like, so I think we get into like a little spit spat this upcoming episode if they showed the whole thing. It was a very dumb, ignorant ass argument. We were literally arguing because she said that she was basically saying like, he's a street boy. He's going to be street. You can't do nothing about it. And like, it is what it is. He going to be all right. Like, I know people that's deep in the streets and they okay. And basically like just telling me that I'm wrong because I don't want my son around that. I don't want him exposed to that. Yeah, it's just a lot. Like, a lot of my storyline this season is just like me preparing for him to get out. And then, like, I have some custody stuff that I'm still currently going through. I'm about to get custody of Amore. And it's just a lot. Even currently, it's like, we're not filming right now, but, like, we need to because shit is, like, popping. Like, it's just a lot. It's very dysfunctional. Like,
does Zay come home on this season? Do we get to see him come home?
Yes.
I can't wait to watch. So I've been seeing you guys do your TikToks and stuff, like you, Tieza, and him. And I tuned into a live, and it was the three of you guys. And it looked like you guys were all getting along. And it looked fine. Like, it looked normal. Is it normal?
I mean, it's, you know, it's very stressful to me, and I, like, avoid it a lot. Because it's like, I don't feel like anybody understands. Well, you might understand how I feel.
I do.
Because it's like, it's always awkward. It's like, I never feel like I'm doing anything right. Because there's so many opinions around. It's so many, like, it's just so much. And lately I've just been like, fuck it. I want everybody to leave me alone. I don't want to deal with no fucking body. Because it's like, it's just so much. And I'm not used to having to share my space with two people that I dealt with at the same time. So it's just like, yeah, I mean, for the first couple of weeks, everything was fresh. So like everybody was kind of just like trying to vibe or whatever. But I think now he's starting to settle in. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen any of the social media stuff that was going on yesterday. He was like, the blogs, like, was posting him because, like, he's still doing the same shit, still posting the same shit. Like, you know.
No, I didn't see it. What was he posting?
Things that are, like, bad, that are not, that should not be posted because he could get
Where do trouble. I find this at?
Don't incriminate the man.
Go to.
I'm just trying to see what blog page to peep out. I just want to see the pic.
Hold on. I'm about to text you.
All right, yeah, text it to me. I'm just being a little nosy.
And then send it to me. But yeah. Kaya, for the people who don't watch the show, our listeners who are newer to your storyline, can you give us a little backstory on what you're talking about just so we can give them a quick little catch up?
I'll just give like a rundown of my storyline. So when I first joined, like I said, I was like 6-7 months pregnant. Backtrack to when I found out I was pregnant. When I found out I was pregnant, I was not in a relationship with Tieza. That is the girlfriend that I have been with on and off. I wasn't in a relationship with her. Yeah, Cheyenne, you just seen that shit, right?
I just saw it, y'all. My mouth is dropped. Oh, no.
You get what I mean? And it's just like,
Can you send it to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to send it to you right now. Does he not understand that he's on TV? Like, you're on TV and people are going to repost this. People are going to be petty and send this to whoever they can find to get you in trouble just because they want, like, just because. Like, you got to be smarter than this.
It's literally ridiculous. And it's really embarrassing, actually. And I know that, like, I can't, it doesn't represent me.
It doesn't, but so don't even think about it that way.
But it's embarrassing of the fact of, like, just fucking why? Just why? And then it's like, he knows, because I've had these conversations with him, like, look, you're on TV. People are going to be watching you. People are going to post everything you do. And it's like, as much as I beat the shit into his head, he continues to do the shit that he does. And then even after that, and I had a conversation with him, it was more shit. So it's just like, I'm done. I can't say anything else. And I can feel like my life is about to kind of get difficult. Yeah. In a way, because he does not understand where I'm coming from. I think he mm-hmm. thinks that I'm trying to be bitter, or he thinks that I'm just trying to, like, keep more away from him. But it's like, it's never that. I don't have my dad. My dad passed away years ago. So it's like, I would never purposely keep my child's father out of his life, because that's not what I want for him. I don't want him to deal with the same things that I deal with, seeing other people with their dad, seeing, like, other little boys and their dads have father-son relationship, their dads teaching them how to do shit that only men can teach you how to do. He also does not understand that in my son's whole 3 years of being on this earth, he has been surrounded by women.
Yeah.
So with you coming in, being a man, and his father at that, you are very influential in his life. So it's like, you have to take that serious, and you have to realize that a child is going to copy and pick up on everything that you do anyway, mm-hmm. because they're learning from you. And he does not see it, me looking at it from that way. And he does not see how the things that he posts could affect
everything
him anymore.
And the yeah. things that he's posting are, number one, ignorant as fuck. It's just ignorant. That's just what it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
And if that's your life, you keep that off of Instagram. Like, you
exactly.
It reminds me of when I check, you guys are gonna laugh at me, but it reminds me of when I check Worldstar, and then you see the videos of the guys who are in the car, and it's like, we just killed somebody, like, on live, like, telling everybody. I'm like, bro, you guys just got, like, you're literally incriminating yourself. Once you put it on the internet, it's over. Like, it's over. So I'm so lost on how you just got out from not a short sentence, like, a very long sentence. Kyle, we can hear you typing.
Sorry.
You're going in over there, buddy.
Sorry.
yeah, Travis just said the same thing. I don't understand how you just get out from not a short sentence, and that this is the shit that you're posting, like, or that this is the shit that you're even doing. Kyle, did you check your DMs? I sent it to you.
No, let me do it right now.
Some more.
I'm okay. Sorry. I apologize that I was typing so hard. I'm trying to.
Yay, girl! You were going in on them fingers.
I'm trying to balance a lot right now.
I just feel like, street dude or not street dude, like, this is, you need a, yeah, you already know what I'm gonna say, but regardless, it's like, you're gonna eventually have to make, to me, you're gonna have to make a choice of, yeah, you want Amor to have his father in his life, but is this it? Like, this can't be it.
He's trying to go back to jail.
And it's, he's trying to go back to jail, dude.
I'm sorry. But, I'm catching up. I'm seeing the photo, the video now. Like, but it's like, this is not what she posts. Whether you have a record or not, like, as a parent, as someone, like, this is not. Mm-mm. I hear you. This is not what she went around.
It's not how you child. Want to be represented. No, not at all. And it's like, regardless, I feel like if that's your life, that can be your life. I can't tell you what to do. You a grown man. You know, if you're going to do that stuff, though, what is the purpose of you doing on the internet, you know? And I'm like literally lost for words.
Do you let Amor go with him by himself?
Absolutely not. And that is another conflict that we have and that we are going to continue to have, because he's like, oh, I would never put him in danger. I would never. And I'm like, obviously, you wouldn't do it on purpose. You obviously wouldn't say, hey, here's my, you know what I mean? But you cannot control what you put out is what you receive, is what I believe. So if that's what you're putting out, you're going to get the same negative things back. And I don't want my child to be in the mix, nor do I want to be in the mix. And I don't know. It's just really nerve-wracking. And it's sad to me, honestly, because it's, I don't know, like, I feel like he literally, like, it's just, like,
That's hard.
And it's nothing that I can do about it.
And this has been such a huge part of your life in terms of waiting for him or, like, him coming home. And now it's, like, he's here. And it's, like, sir, people have put time, energy, money, care. There's been lots of conversations, sacrifices made. And this is not the kind of behavior you want to see. At all. So my heart is with you.
And again, and I don't feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if I feel like, you know, nobody gets pregnant on purpose, but I tried to make something of it. And with this platform that we have, I do feel like he has more opportunity and it should be used in a different way. And nobody's going to want to work with you with you doing stuff like that. You're not going to get any brand deals. You're not going to get no brand deals, no sponsors, no none of that. And that means so if you're okay with that, then you're okay with being content. And I don't want that around no more.
Yeah.
You should not be content in the state that you are in. Like, no.
When your mom sees stuff like that, or does she see those posts, or does she not see that kind of stuff?
Well, everyone see me yesterday. So she see it yesterday.
Does she come to you like, Kaya, we need a, what do we do? You know, like, what is her, how does she
approach
advise
it.
You as your mother?
Well, I mean, I leave everything up to her because it's her house. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure my mom feels respected at all times. And you know, if she says he can't come over here, then that's just what it is. And I completely understand. And I do agree because she doesn't want that being attracted to her house. Yesterday when she seen it, like, I come in her room every morning. So when I came in her room, she was like, did you see what the blogs, like, is posting or whatever? And I went up there and I seen it. And it was just like a whole thing yesterday. It's just like, I don't know. It's just been very hectic. So I don't know. It's like, I don't even know what to say. I feel the same way everybody else feels.
But it
kind of makes me feel worse because everybody trying to, like, they come to me and I feel like everybody's looking for answers. Like, why? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's like, I don't fucking know. I don't know.
You don't have every answer figured out. But that's life. Like, I don't have answers figured out half the days. But I feel like when I see stuff like that as a mother, I would be like, okay, you can't, you're hurting yourself and you're hurting your son without even realizing it. Because now when you ask, can I take a more to McDonald's? Fuck no, you can't take a more to McDonald's. Or can a more just come kick it at my house? Fuck no, he can't come kick it at your house. Because you just never know. Do I think that you're going to blatantly put him in harm's way? No, but I feel like you're
decision.
So not thinking right that it's the little things of, like, maybe you accidentally leave something out and he grabs it. It's so easy for those things to happen, and it's low-key really common when mistakes like that happen. And I feel like right now he's not thinking like a father.
No.
So you have to be the mother and protect him more and his safety and think for both of you guys. And if that means that you need to get custody, then I would file those papers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's already been in motion. It's been in motion since like 2 months ago or whatever. I've already started. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. And the answer was already no, though. You know, like, before he got out and we had these conversations like, hey, you're going to let him come with me? You're going to let him do this? The answer was already no. It was like, no, because I don't know what you into, I don't know what you're going to be doing or all of that. And he did not agree with it already.
Yeah.
But it's like, you obviously do not want that right because you're further just not doing what a dad should do or setting an example that a dad should set the example. So It's like, I don't know. I'm honestly fine. It's like, I've been doing this without him for the past 4 years because my pregnancy too. Mm-hmm. I can do it without him now. It's like, I'm prepared, but it's like, do I want to? No, because I want Amor to have his dad, but I will. It is like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's disappointing because it's like, when are you ever going to show me anything different? Because even when I was pregnant, like, and he was out, he didn't talk to me. Like, I didn't even find out he was locked up until one of his homeboys let me know. So it's like, you've always vocalized the fact that you want to be a father, and you vocalized the fact that you care and you love him and you want to do this and that for him. But when are you going to start showing it?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Let's talk about you and Tiaza. How are you and Tiaza doing? Are you guys in a relationship? Are we loving each other? Are we hating each other? What's going on?
Well, we will always love each other, but she, same status as last time, Cheyenne, like, you know, the, like, in a relationship, not in a relationship, but in a relationship, not in a relationship, like, you get what I mean?
I'm going to throw something at you, Kaya. What in the heck?
Get out the gray area. Like,
yeah, because it's really,
what it's is really that? Tough.
That sounds like a situationship.
It's really complicated, y'all, like. Well, we are, the thing is, me and Tiaza, we are always going to be in each other's lives, and we are not seeing anybody else, and we don't have that interest or whatever, but I think just taking the title off just takes a lot of pressure off of us for some reason. It might not make sense to anybody else, but it makes sense, and it works. So, yeah, no. And it's like, we're taking this time that the title is off to focus on ourselves individually so that later we can give each other the best versions of ourselves. Because for the past 6 years, we've been so focused on this and what is this going to be and where we're going to end up and all of this. And that has taken focus off of our own individual growth. And we did not, I can't speak for her, but I know for me for a long time, it felt like, oh, I can't, it's selfish for like me to grow separately. We need to grow together. But as I'm getting older, I'm realizing like, no, that's wrong. I have to give myself the best version of me and you have to do the same. And that's the only way that this is going to work. So that's why I'm like, we are like, we still live together. We still sleep in the same bed and all of that. But we, the title is just, I don't know.
Okay.
That's
what I like this. I like the separating for self-growth aspect and figuring out who you guys are, because I feel like when you date for that long and you guys started off so young, you change as people. Like, you evolve definitely. As people. You definitely have different, like, seasons of your life. It sometimes Zach and I talk about that because I've known Zach since I was 16. Yesterday we were on the couch talking about how the first summer we met, we spent every single day together. And
yes,
I'm like, it's so weird to think about the different. Yeah, Kyle was there too. She was also sleeping in the same bed with all of us. We shared one room with one bed for a whole summer. We were all friends at the time.
But it's like hilarious to think about. Why did we do that? Like, we didn't have to, but we were like, let's stay together all the time.
We didn't have to. We were literally conjoined the hip, literally. So I think about like way back then, and then I'm like thinking about all the different seasons of life that have happened since then that we've done either together or separate. And I'm like, the times that we separated were so necessary for us to get to where we are today. Like, we had to break up. We had to do the crazy get out the house moments. I'm kicking you out. You're kicking me out. Like, all that had to happen, I feel like, for us to be like where we're at now. I feel like if we would have stayed together, then I don't know if we would be getting married right now. Like,
yeah.
I think it's good for you to establish like who you are, who's Kaya without Tiaza and who's Tiaza without Kaya. But how well are you doing that if you guys are still sleeping in the same bed and in the same space? Because I know if I was still sleeping in the same bed with Zach, with or without a title, I'm getting some D.
Well, we are,
and that makes things messy. So are you guys still sleeping with each other?
I mean, yes,
because yes. We're not. Yes. Just
but we're not sleeping with anybody else. And we're not talking to anybody else. But we
this is a relationship.
We are planning to, but when we move out, we are planning to get separate places to because I just feel like, again, it may sound pointless now, but it's not pointless all the way, because I do feel like, again, that would be pointless for us to be doing whatever we're doing right now and then move out and move into with each other. And then, like, that's further me not learning myself or even feeling like I want to feel secure enough within myself. Like, I know with or without anybody, I can hold down what I need to hold down. I don't want to go into an apartment splitting bills. No, I want to have everything to myself. Like, I want to be on my own for a little bit. And she needs that too, so that we can learn how to not only like learn ourselves, but be responsible. Like, no, all my duckies need to be in a row before I get married. So like this shit, we got to get it. I don't know. We've been doing the same thing for years, which is worried about us. I'm like, we need to do something different and not worry about us and worry about ourselves and see what happens.
I rock with that.
How has it been with, how has Tiaza felt about him coming home? Zay, is that his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How has that been?
It would be awkward for anyone in her position. She, everything is cordial, and she talk, like they were having conversation and stuff like that, and you know they would talk to each other, but I think now, I think everything just started to get a little old. Like, okay, you out now, you still doing the same things. It's like, what purpose do they really have to communicate now if he's not here?
Yeah. It's like, why are we still talking about this?
I mean,
this
obviously
person?
She's not fond of the things. Right. And she's not, she doesn't like the things that he does. So she like, I ain't got to put up with that shit, you know? So, but they get along. And I do think that like, they like each other, but, I don't know. Like, everything is just kind of up in the air right now because it's, like, transitioning. The first month or two, the first month and a half that he was out, everything was, like, smooth, peaches and cream. Seemed like he had his head on his shoulders, about to go get a job and all of this. It's, like, now it's 2-3 months later and we're, like, what are you doing?
Hey, it's here.
Yeah.
So.
He hasn't really made that change yet. Outside of relationship things, why don't you tell us about yourself? Like, what are some of your interests right now? I know we were talking briefly, like, outside of motherhood, like, what are things that you want to learn about yourself?
I don't know. I am, like I said, I'm just, like, in a very awkward space. Mentally, I feel stuck, like, very stuck. I'm, like, I just turned 22, and I'm just, like, okay, I don't know. I just feel really stuck. I feel like I'm, like, moving in one place. I have so many things in my head that go through my head, like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. But the only thing that's really going right now is my wigs and, like, what I do with, like, hair and stuff like that. But it's, like, I even thought about going to school, like, signing up for school, maybe for some business management classes. And then, like, maybe minoring in, like, psychology or something like that so I can learn how to deal with people and talk to people and understand people. But I don't know. I got a lot that I want to do, and I don't know what to do, how to do.
Yeah. Also, another thing, if you're looking...
I was going to say,
if you're looking into school, sometimes I'm always playing with the idea of going back to school. You could look at different, like, certificate programs, like, look at more specialized things. If time is maybe, like, a concern or just trying to explore or learn, like, new things, new skill sets, or just meeting new people... just getting inspired by different things around you.
And I'm ready to meet new people. I'm ready to network and like have friends. I have no fucking friends. Like, and I don't know why. I feel like I'm a very likable person, but like, I just don't have friends. Like, it just never works. It doesn't stick. And I think it's because I'm getting very particular. I know what I want to put up with, what I don't want to put up with. I don't want to put up with anybody's bullshit. I want to be around like-minded people. Or people that make me want to go harder. And it's hard to find that. And everybody doesn't understand the lifestyle that I have with doing the show and having to do this and having to do that. I don't have all day to pitter-patter or go to clubs or to do this and do that. And I honestly don't want to. It does not benefit me. I don't like going out. My idea of fun, people, females, like, don't want to do that. Like, bitch, let's go get on a boat.
So what's your idea of fun?
I want to do stuff like jet ski. I want to go, like, ride on the, like, four-wheelers in the dunes or, like, zip line or let's go get on a boat and just, like, ride. Just, like, stuff like that. I don't really want to go out.
Bro, you need to come hang out with Zach.
I was about to say.
That's literally Zach's, like, whole wish list right there.
Like, I want to do fun stuff.
She said she wants to ride jet skis, get on four-wheelers, and hang out on a boat.
Like,
Zach said,
yep. But see, I don't know if Zach gonna want to hang with me because, like, I want to do it, like, while I'm drinking some wine and, like, you know, twerking and stuff.
Oh, that's
like,
Zach.
So that's me. That's where I come in.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just very...
Is that your new dog?
I'm weird right now.
Girl.
Y'all knew the new dog barks?
Find himself outside.
Deuce doesn't really dog bark. He barks. This dog barks? Oof.
What kind of dog
is it? Dog barks. It's a fluffy Frenchie. And he's the real puppy. Like, he chases Deuce around all day. He shits and pees everywhere.
Oh, you know what? That's the pitter patter.
Twice has now picked up his poop and has ran over to me. Yes, I'll show you when we're at the end of this, but he's driving me crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's like having a baby.
Two dogs, two kids. How do you feel?
And I feel some days I wake up and I'm like, ooh, I got this. I'm a boss. I'm a bad bitch.
Period. As you should.
I got this. And then I'm like, nah. Other days I'm like, I'm not that bitch. I'm just not that one.
Oh my God, same.
Swear to God. It's either one or the other. Like, there's no in between. And it's so weird because Zach can figure it out immediately from the second I wake up. He's like, you're either in a good mood or a bad mood. And the days where it's like, I really feel like I'm just not that bitch. Like, I have to, like, talk to myself all day to get it together. You know what I mean? Like, you know, as a mom, like, those days where you just want to lay in the bed and just turn your phone off and cancel everybody out and just watch whatever TV show you like. Maybe take an edible or something or smoke, like, and just chill. But we don't get that option.
No.
Right. So. Yeah. Same. I feel the same.
We don't get that option.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want no more kids. I'm good. I'm good. Maybe in the future. Maybe in the future. But, like, right now, like, no. Like, first of all, it's kind of fun, but, like, sometimes I'd be like, okay, who the fuck baby is this? Like, come get your child.
That was me last night.
It's like, me. I don't know. Help me. And here he is. Go upstairs, please.
She said, and here he is.
Go upstairs, baby. I'm almost finished. Go upstairs. Yeah, go upstairs. I'll give you some ice cream, I promise. Go upstairs.
Oh, little boys.
And it's like,
okay, Bob would have been like, what kind of ice cream, Mom? I want the ice cream now. Where's the ice cream at?
Ryder would have said, let me see you order it on DoorDash and I want to watch the car come. That's her thing right now.
Never.
Like, if you don't back up,
it's like, I don't know.
Back up.
And then it's like, pregnancy. I was not one of those people who had like a, oh, so cute. I love this. I'm so relaxed. Pregnancy. I was like, no, get this baby the fuck out of me. Like, I did not like it. It hurts so bad. Like, I was always uncomfortable. I always felt like somebody was, like, standing on my lungs and my uterus at the same time. I could not breathe. I gained, like, 63 pounds. I had stretch marks before. It's like, but no, like, I'm so stretchy now. It's like, I don't want it anymore. I'm fine.
Did you have any postpartum depression or anything after you had Amor?
Yes.
Like,
it was terrible. Like, honestly, my first season, that all of that crying and all of that, like, me and Tiaz's breakup episode, my first season, that was, like, 80% postpartum and grieving. Like, my dad had passed away literally not even a full year before that happened right there. And so I was like, I don't know, like, I was very, like, emotional. I never grieved. Like, I always avoided it. Immediately when he passed away, I, like, stopped school. I still graduated, but, like, I stopped. I don't know. They just told me, like, finish school from home, but they never sent me any work or anything. And I just graduated in June. And my dad passed away in October. We started school in September. So I had my senior year for a month. Literally, the day of homecoming is when he passed away. And I didn't go to school for like 3 weeks. I came to school. They sent me home because I was crying. I came back the next day. They told me I need to finish from home. And that was it. So social life immediately disappeared. So I had no friends at this point. I'm grieving. I picked up 3 jobs. So like I started working. I got up, went to work 6 o'clock in the morning. From that job, I would leave there at like 3, go to my other job at 4, work until 11, go to sleep, start all over. And then like I would switch between jobs because I had 3. And this was me at 17. And then I got pregnant. And then it was just like downhill from there. And I never really handled it. They tried to get me to go to counseling. I never would go. I avoided it. And then it literally got to a point where I lost myself. Sadly, I don't even remember like the first year of Amor's life. Like it's a fog to me because like I felt like an on everything. I used to tell Tiaza all the time, like, I don't know, like, I felt like I was just here, but not here. Like, I felt like I was breathing, obviously, but I wasn't, like, in tune to anything. I couldn't remember anything. I was just sad all the time. I wasn't sleeping for real. My weight started dropping because I was just, like, it was, like, the worst I've ever been, to the point where I do not recognize myself. Like, I can see it in my eyes. I do not watch. If they show a clip on the TV of my first season, I don't watch it because it literally, like, it disgusts me. Because I don't feel like...
It's triggering.
Yeah,
it's
and
triggering.
I don't feel like I was me. Like, I wouldn't even keep my hair up. Since when? Like, my hair is always done. I wouldn't even keep my hair done. My hair wasn't done. Not, like, I looked a mess. I was just, like... Postpartum is real, and it's something that is, like, very overlooked and that they don't put enough emphasis on, because you could be in it and not realize you're in it. Anybody I've talked to that has postpartum did not realize that's what they had until a year, 2 years later. And that's me right now. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Like, bitch, you was fucked up. Like,
I didn't realize I had it with Ryder until when I got pregnant with Ace. Everybody... Like, Zach, my sister, my mom were like, okay, we need to sit down. We need to figure out what we're going to do preventively before Ace gets here, because your postpartum with Rye was so bad. And I'm like, well, why didn't anybody tell me? Like, right. But then when I think about the stuff that I was doing and how I looked and everything, they're like, we told you, but you were just not you. Like, you were in a whole different place to even understand what we were saying. And I go back and I look at pictures. And I was so, so skinny, like non-existent, holding this baby. And I'm just like, this just looks crazy. Yeah. Like, I looked crazy. And so postpartum is definitely real. I feel like it's definitely not talked about enough. The recovery and the things that you can do to prevent it, or at least to try to be preventive, are out there, but people just don't know about it.
Right. Yeah.
So when I had Ace, I had set up a postpartum recovery, basically, like, to where as soon as I had him, that after like 3 days, I started, and my specialist Tay would come over, and it was 1 hour a day just to myself. And we would go in the bedroom, shut the door, turn the lights off. She would turn on, like, this meditation music. She was burning shit. And she would, like, massage my stomach and wrap my stomach and, like, sit with me and ask me, like, how I'm doing and how am I feeling. Nothing about the baby. Nothing about anybody else but me.
Right.
And it was the best hour of my life. Like, it was so necessary. And if we would hear Ace cry, she would go... She would tell me, go get the baby, you know, nurse him, lay him right here. Like, and it just made you feel really in tune with yourself, your body, and your child. And I did that for weeks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I didn't do that, I for sure would have had postpartum again. And then after some stuff happened, I did get postpartum with Ace. And I remember I looked at Zach and I'm like, we need help. Like, I need help because I don't feel like I'm caring for him, like, in the best way that I can. And we went and we got a nanny that helped, because I had missed, I had like 3 brand deals that I had missed, and it was a bunch of money. And I just sat in the bathroom and just sobbed, because I'm like, okay, I'm not being a good mother. Now I'm not, like, providing for my kids. And now I'm just not myself. So, like, what am I doing? So we found a nanny. And that helped a lot, because I feel like it took that extra layer of, like, pressure of you having to be, like, this 100% mom. Right. And then I was able to work and do things that I wanted to do and still be a mom. And it helped a lot. Like, it helped a lot, a lot. So I feel like what you said is so true. But now listening to you talk about, like, your dad passing, your pregnancy, they not being around for it, like, all those different things.
A lot on you.
Would you be open to doing therapy now? Like, now that you're older and more mature and more intuitive, would therapy be something that you would do?
Yeah, I would, because I see nothing, like, I see nothing wrong with it. I see nothing wrong with it before. I think the problem was I just didn't want to... I felt like I wasn't ready mentally. Like, I wasn't ready to help myself. Like, I felt like therapy was okay, but it was not going to work because mentally I didn't even understand that I needed to help myself, or I needed to be 100% open mentally in order to be able to even take in anything that anybody was saying. And I just wasn't even in the mental point. I was like too far gone. I felt like I got to fix some shit like within me, because a counselor or a therapist is not going to help me because it's me. It was nothing nobody could have done. And now that I feel like I've kind of repaired what was in me, I do feel like it will help. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy that you said that, because I've had people who have talked, like I've talked about therapy and people message me and they'll talk about their headspace, be like, you know, the therapist is saying all these great things. I'm just not taking the time to apply it to myself. And now then there's like, that adds like a whole other layer of like self-stress or pressure, because it's like, you're getting the help, but you're not in the space to receive it. And it's that sometimes can add to a setback. So I'm happy that you understood that and realized about yourself. I've had that same moment too in the past where it's like, okay, you know what? I know what I'm doing is not right. I know my headspace isn't right. I know this is not the path that I want to be on, but like, I'm not in the space to like hear it from someone else when I'm trying to figure it out myself. Like, essentially, I have to pull myself out of whatever this is, and I'll get there so that when I do get there, then I'll allow others to kind of like help take care of, like guide, navigate the path. So it's good to hear someone at your age express that, because life is tricky, and it's, you know, it's a constant,
so hard,
constant roller coaster. Like, the things that I was dealing with at 22 compared to what I'm dealing with now, like, I would take those problems, because it's just
I'm scared, because
it's crazier.
I'm scared.
But at the same time, it's like, you've had real adult issues and situations, and you've had to face adversity that a lot of people either have not had to face or deal with, or they'll get hit with it later on in life. And since you are dealing with it at a younger age, you'll have more years under your belt in terms of experience on like how you've dealt with it or your growth. So things that you may experience in your 30s, you know, you might have 40 and 50 year olds saying, you know what, Kaya, you're ahead of your time, because you've had these lessons and you've had these experiences when you were younger, and you get more focused because, one, you're a mother. It's obvious that you love your child. You care about his well-being and yours. Yeah. Like, I like hearing that. You're like, you know what? I would love to move out, but I'm staying home right now because trying to figure it out. You're not in this rush to just go be and like, oh, let me go do all this stuff. Like, you're trying to live your life with intention and like make plans and think about it. So it's, hold on to that quality value. Like, really, I treasure that. I cherish that.
Thank you.
Because life gets crazy. And it's like, if you're able to navigate these situations now, like 5 years from now, when you get hit with another wave of BS, because it comes in waves, you'll be like, look, I already got through XYZ. Whew. Like, I'll be able to get through this again. So it's a, Cheyenne will tell you, it comes in waves. And you'll be like, life is good.
Don't get me
started. God got me. I'm on my path. And then it'll be like,
So every week, the way we end our podcast is you have to give either a WTF moment from your week. So whatever your what the fuck moment was, and it can literally be anything at all, or you can give advice around any subject you want. So we'll start with Kyle this week, so you can.
What? How about we'll start with you, Cheyenne? I feel like I gave mine first last week. Yes, mm-mm. Your turn.
Oh, okay. I think I have a WTF moment.
Okay,
Kyle, you go first. Yeah. So last night, and it has to do with my child, obviously, because he's the funniest person I fucking know. Last night, we were in the car and he was trying to get, like, he said something. He was playing his little game and he said something and we were like, what? And he repeated it. And we were like, what? And he repeated it again and we still could not understand what he said. So I was like, I'm sorry, baby. Like, what did you say? He was like, you know what? Fuck it. And I was like, I was like, Amor, do not say that. He was like, what, mama? Just fuck it, mama. Just fuck it. I was like, stop saying it. He was like, I'm sorry, but like, and it's just like, the more, at any time he does, and mood, like, fuck it. Okay, fuck it then. Like, but anytime he does something like that, I literally have to contain my laughter because I'm like, I would have did the same mm-hmm. thing. Like, leave it alone. Never mind. Forget I said anything. Like, so
he's your child. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God. I didn't know whether to be mad or to laugh because I was just like, what the hell do I do with this? It's not funny.
Those are like the moments of parenting where you're not supposed to laugh, but you're sitting there like cracking the hell up inside and you're trying to still like parent at the same time and let them know like, hey, you can't say that. But oh, I've had those moments with Ryder too many times. Lord has known way too many times.
Those moments
on.
Are funny. Okay.
Get down. Go get Nana.
Let's have a moment of transparency. Can we have moments of transparency? Can we add this?
Let's go for it, girl.
Okay, so what is it? My anxiety has been getting to me lately, and I think I'm missing my family. I'm trying to figure out my shit in DC, and I've been feeling very emotional lately. And what was it?
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm doing something.
Good. No, the fuck?
She said that like, hell no.
I just had to
no. Remember, we were just Shark Weekend.
You say you've been real emotional.
I know, but I'm always emotional. I just don't show my emotions. Like, I'm a very emotional person.
Okay. Go back to your moment of transparency.
So, like, I woke up this morning. I wasn't feeling that good. And it's like, when I'm saying I wasn't feeling that good, I was just, like, mentally, emotionally, I'm just feeling all over the place. Like, I feel my energy is spread thin because I'm here, but, like, I'm in L.A. Like, my stuff is just all over. And I'm just trying to figure all this stuff out while trying to still be a parent and just live my life and be the best me. So this morning I had planned, like, before we did the podcast, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have this conversation with Messier later. Like, I wrote some little notes out for myself. And then I was scrolling. I just like, oh, while we were setting up, I opened my phone, I go on Instagram, I start scrolling. I see some girl who I know Messier entertained while I was pregnant on my Explore page. And I clicked on her picture. And he had liked the fucking picture. So.
Oh my God.
That's what I was typing about while this episode was going. So I just am like.
Oh, so you were typing to Mez or you were typing a note to be able to explain to him?
Oh, that one went to him. Because I'm just like. Yeah, oh, I'm just like. Just oh. I'm just letting you know where my headspace is when you get back to the house. Like, this is the conversation I wanted to have with you later.
Oh, Lord, that man about to, he's going to avoid coming home all goddamn day now.
That's fine. Yeah. But I was like, I'm just, here's a warning. Like, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. But then I saw this and it was just triggering. And it's like, I don't give a fuck about that girl. Like, I don't care about a like on Instagram, but it's just
principle.
Like, It's not even the principle. It's just what it's connected to. And it's like, then he gave me some response.
And that's the principle.
Yes. So like he apologized, but this is in text. So I'm like, no, we need to talk about this in person. Like, I'll talk to you later. But then he says some like super backwards. And I'm like, sir, that was not the way to respond or react. So we'll see how this conversation goes. But,
I'm not trying to get you to read his text, but what do you mean by super backwards?
I'll tell you offline. Maybe. I might not tell you, because I'm like.
Was it, like, why are you tripping off of Instagram, like? Or like?
No, yeah, of course, like, that's petty and all this stuff. I haven't seen this person talk to this person. I'm like, I don't care, but it's like, I think it's more so about how I feel right now. Like, I'm in this weird place, like, and now just, like, it just hit a nerve. Do I care about that stuff? No, like, I don't give a fuck.
No, I get it.
That's not my, I've never been like that person.
I care about that stuff.
And I'm not one to. Even here's a question for y'all. So I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she was like, "Do you ever go through his phone?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "You don't ever just ask for the phone?" I'm like, "No, like I don't feel that I need to or have to. Like that's not something I would want in a relationship or if I'm like into a person." So I'm just put that out there. Like people can chime in the comments. I'm not asking for a phone. I'm not doing all that. But it's like, do people go through people's phones?
I don't go through
or not go through it, but like ask and be like, "Can I see your
I know
phone?"
Plenty of people who go through their phone.
I feel like
I ask for Zach's phone all the time, but it's like to get something out of it. Like, I mean, like I'll ask for his phone, like if I need to do an Instagram ad and I need to read the thing from his phone or something, but I'm not sitting there then scrolling, going through his DMs or his texts or anything like that. I feel like I do have access to his phone.
I feel
phone.
Like it's very, if you have to do that, then you should not be with, if you feel like you have to do that, you should not be with the person.
You shouldn't be with
like,
the person.
If you feel like, right. If you feel, and I used to do that, but like now, no. Mm-mm. Like I haven't had a phone in maybe about 3 years because it gets to a point where it's like, for what? Whatever is happening in the dark is going to come to like any damn way. And then,
yep.
No. And then, but see, it's a difference.
There's just no point.
It's a difference if I be like, can I use your phone? To do something, like you said, like to send myself something or to look at something.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
But I'm not about to ask you for your stuff and go through it.
If they're like, hold on real quick. Like, and, what do you mean, hold on?
Now I want to see. And now I want to see what the hell you got it. But it's like, no, I'm not just going to be like, oh, or sneak and go through the phone. But if you act like it's something in there you don't want me to see, no, like what are you? And I'm not even gonna go through it. Then I'm just be like, what? Like, what the hell
you know
are you
what?
Doing?
Never mind.
Just
I'm like, but I was like, is this something that people do? Because that's that is funny. Yeah, I was like, that's new to me. And I was like, I don't think I like this advice. Like, I'm not doing that.
Whoever gave you that advice is probably in a toxic relationship themselves. No offense. I'm still really trying to think if I have a WTF or if I just have advice because I feel like my life is just an overall WTF right now.
It's crazy because
as you guys
know, I be feeling
know,
like y'all I'm, have it all, like not all together, but I be feeling like y'all. Just be, I don't know, like, y'all just seem so wise. Like, I ask Cheyenne for advice all the time, and I just be like, she got it all the fuck together. Like,
oh, no, she does not.
She can give advice because she can give advice because she's going through it.
The shit she's been through.
Like, that's one thing I've always noticed. Like, the people who are wise to me or, like, smart or get the best advice, like, they've been through the crazy, hardest, wildest things, whether it was as a child or, like, in their adulthood. So it's, you know, it may look all nice and great and cheery, and, of course, there's tons of love and happiness, but it's, like, the happier you are, like the harder the stuff you deal with too, you know. That scale is real. So it's a life be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh.
I guess I'll give advice this week. My advice kind of goes with my same advice from last week of just taking things day by day and prioritizing. But I feel like my advice this week is more about the prioritizing part. So my example is because I work from home, I need to be better at prioritizing my hours of work and then when I'm going to turn it off and just be me. Like just be in the moment of whether it's watching a movie or making dinner or hanging out with Ace and Ryder or hanging out with Zach and stuff like I've realized that I don't know how to stop working sometimes. And I think because I'm just on go, 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 because we have so many things coming up between getting married and getting a house and writer school is not cheap. And it's just a lot happening. I just feel like I have to work like this. Like I have to keep going. But last night we were watching a TV show and I was still working and Zach was cleaning up and then we had paused it and he came back and I'm like, why did it take you so long? He's like, I was waiting for you to shut your computer. And I'm like, well, I was waiting for you. You were cleaning the house. Like, but it was like we were on two different pages and it was probably at that time 9 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, my computer should have been shut. Like, I need to prioritize the same way I prioritize my work. I need to learn how to prioritize, like, just like family time. But I feel like it's harder for me because I work from home. So I'm constantly thinking work. You know what I mean? Like, I need to figure out a way to separate home life and work life and still be able to do both under this
and
roof
time
right
outside
here.
The house.
Uh-oh. Ace, can you hear me that?
I'm going to say, yeah, you need some time to yourself outside the house. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Wait 1 second. Ace is giving. Thank you, Ace. Let it go. Thank you. Yeah, time outside the house is real too. I saw this girl the other day who I follow. She's like a mom blogger or whatever. And she had said like the most important thing for her is leaving the house sometimes, like without the kids and just doing like a date night. Like, Zach, when's the last time we went on a date? He said, I don't know. Yeah. Like, it literally, I can't remember. And that's bad. Like, to me, that's not okay. But that's what my advice is. I have to learn how to prioritize better.
Same.
Me too.
I think adult life is just hard. And like something that I'm realizing as I get older is I don't think anybody ever explains to you, like, for some reason, I just feel like my 20s are going to be the hardest part of my life. And I feel that way because I'm like, you know, your 20s, like you in between all the way adult and like not all the way adult, and everything that I have known as a child is starting to like fade away, like my grandparents, my, you know, just things that you get so comfortable with and you grow up with, everything starts to like fade away. You kind of have to like maneuver into adult mindset, like I gotta be all right regardless. And that's something that I'm dealing with now. Like, life is life and it's unexpected and things are going to hit you hard when you least expect it. You're not going to always understand why things are happening to you. And so, like, I'm trying to not obsess over the why. Like, why is this happening to me? Or why can't I catch a break? Is something I find myself saying a lot. But it's like, what is a break? It's life. What the hell is a break? What is a break? So it's like,
I feel that too sometimes. I'll be like, when is my breathing moment? And then I'm like, I'm breathing every second. Right. Just smile, bitch. Keep going. Like,
just smile. Help me. Just smile, bitch. I'm done. I'm so happy we were able to get you on to the podcast. You are just like your energy and your personality and stuff. Like, you just,
thank you.
I always love it about you. So hopefully I get to see you soon in some realm world. No. Who knows? So I'm excited. You guys, don't forget to follow us at the Think Loud Crew. You can also listen to our podcast on any podcast platform. And you can check us out on YouTube at the Think Loud Crew. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn. And Kyle, where can the people find you?
Kaya. The Real Kaya. Woo! With two A's on like both A's.
Put it in here.
With two A's on like both A's. I'm done. I'm so done. All right, guys. I hope you guys have a blessed and fantastic week.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you for having me, y'all. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.